It's the Dork Podcast with Rich Keefe. It's the Dork Podcast.
Brian Davis.
It's the Dork Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keefe, joined as always by Davey Eyeballs. He is Rick Rude Von Dick Dude. All hail the king of ginger ale. It's Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I'd be doing better if we weren't already catching strays in the chat. We haven't even started yet.
Don't worry about the chat. Don't worry about it. Unless it's positive. If it's positive, we can read them. If they're negative, we just move on. Just got to move on. If I stopped and read every negative text that came in during the WEI show, we wouldn't get off the ground.
I think I said to you once, I read like something you said once on like the Rich Keefe handle, not the Dork handle, but the Rich Keefe handle.
Yeah.
And the replies were just an absolute cesspool.
Just an absolute shitstorm.
Oh my God.
Oh, so I was watching, this was going to be a pick of the pod, but I was watching one of those true crime documentaries on HBO. It's called They Called Him Mostly Harmless. Have you seen that one pop up yet?
No, yes, I've seen it pop up, but I haven't watched it yet.
So it was like an hour and a half long, and I watched it. And anyway, part of it is they have like these like internet sleuths on there. You know what I mean? So it's like, all right, so they're just like trying to solve mysteries or whatever. But they talk so much shit to each other, but then they take it so personally. They're like, and then in the comment section, they called me an idiot. And you're like, okay. It's like,
I don't relate.
It's crazy.
It's just, I'm not used to it.
No.
Like, I'm just not used to like.
No, they must not be either.
Yeah.
Because like, they were choking back tears about how bad it got. And I'm like, who cares? Just move on.
Well, I think it was you two who said like, that means you're doing something right. Like if people are reacting either way, that means you're doing something right. But you got to understand like my whole life.
Yeah.
Working in boarding schools is just passive aggression.
Yeah. Yeah.
No one would ever say anything to my face. So it's just like, it's hard to like.
It is tough. Yeah.
You suck. Like, I do. Shit, I do.
Damn it. I didn't thought about it that way. You know, it's a fun medium. It's not for everybody, but there's definitely times where like, if somebody calls in and they're an a-hole, you can be like, you're the dumbest person I've ever talked to in my life. And they're like, and then you can.
I was thinking about it too. Like you could continue it after you hang up and they can't say anything back.
You can. Yeah. I try not to do that much, but like, yes, you for sure can. You can't keep the guy on there forever. You gotta like jump out of here. Max in the chat. He was like remember Don't Fuck with Cats?
So the internet
sleuths there were pretty intense. This one, it involved a couple of people and then it was like a group and then the group got so nasty that it broke off into two. All Facebook. It's always on Facebook and it's always
Facebook.
It's always these older people on Facebook and like they take it so seriously. But anyway, that documentary was good only for like, it was a weird story, but then like some of the characters, it's like all out of a Christopher Guest movie to the point where it's like Christopher Guest doesn't even scratch the surface on how weird some of these people are. It was one of those.
I love that. What was that show? And like, it was right outside of Las Vegas, like the news thing. Like
yes. Small Town News. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So
I love that show.
Yeah. So good. Speaking of so good, I got to thank one of our listeners, Chris, who was flying up the listener power rankings, which I do keep in my head.
Because we do keep that in our heads.
Yep. I got like a top 25 right off the rip. Yep. Chris is flying up the board because he sent me the complete set of the Muppet Legos. I can't get it. Look at Rolf.
Yeah, look at Rolf.
Look at Rolf the dog. What a guy.
The first Muppet. Right? Wasn't he the first?
He's you know the first what? Muppet. I think he might be. I should know that trivia. I think you're right, though. So there's like a dozen of these fuckers. It's fantastic.
Now, are those like random sealed packs too? Like you don't know which one you're getting. So he actually had to spend a decent amount of money to get one of each.
So I don't know how. So we talked about this a while ago. It might have even been a should I have bought this? And then he emailed me out of the blue and he's like, hey, I know you like these. Like, did you ever get them? I'm like, no, I never got them. He's like, I have a whole second set. So these ones were already opened them and you put them back in because they are like, you go in not knowing what it is. But he sent me 12 packs. It was like the complete set. Cause I was like, oh shit.
Unbelievable.
Save my, yeah. So I love that.
Oh, you see what someone sent me?
What'd someone send you?
You already know.
So if you're wondering, yeah, you can send us stuff. Of course you can send us stuff. Oh yeah, Davey's now officially a Odyssey employee. How do you like that?
They officially an Odyssey employee. I know that because if you're listening to this on some sort of listening device, they sent me an OGO backpack that says Audio Odyssey on it.
That's sick.
These things aren't cheap.
That's a nice
backpack. This is a good knapsack too. This is now my work bag.
I don't have.
I have my work bag.
Yeah.
And then I have my camera bag, which is another backpack.
Yeah.
Sadly, but.
Well, no, that's slick though. That's good looking.
After 10 years.
Yeah, you made it. Well, we haven't been with Odyssey for 10 years. We predate. We were doing this Rogue for a few years, so I didn't expect shit then.
No. We were Rogue the first couple of years, but now we'll say five. How long have you been?
No, we've been doing this 7, I think, at Odyssey.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah.
7 years.
I think so.
Wow.
God damn. Where's the time go?
God damn.
Thanks to everybody who's been a part of this, including Chris, who sent us stuff. And again, you feel free to send us stuff all that you want. So this is crazy. I'm excited about this big time. So our guy, Nick Fryer, you might know him from the Magneto helmet. You might know him from the TLDR podcast.
Yep.
I fucking meant to pull a picture of him with the helmet just so I could put it in the chat.
It's seared into my brain. And God, I'm sure everyone who's watching along knows exactly what it is too.
So super cool story. So he takes a Scott Snyder taught comic book class. And part of this, Scott Snyder is putting out an anthology series called The Cloakroom. And what he's doing, it's brand new. It's going to feature short stories from creators in his class. He's going to write a foreword. So it's a foreword by Scott Snyder. So it's a collection of short stories. The first one, right off the rip, by Nick Fryer.
Fuck you. I need a signed copy of this book.
So I'm glad
that's so cool.
It's like legit. I know I'm sarcastic often, but I am dead serious. This is it was one of the coolest things ever. So Fryer wrote this. His story is called Widowmaker. And I'll give you a one sentence synopsis on Widowmaker.
Yeah.
A biker queen ascends to empress as she finally removes the organization's long festering virus, her husband, and I've seen some of the art already, and there's an artist in his class. Her name is Nai Rodriguez. The art's insane. So even if Fryer writes like an asshole, it's going to look really good.
Okay, so I'm now inspired by Nick Fryer. I never, never in my wildest would be like, so the school where I work has a fund for like teachers to basically do whatever they want. And I had an idea to like travel and like do something cool.
Yes.
I had an idea, but this might be better.
Okay.
So I'm going to need all the information on this workshop.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to link the Kickstarter. So there's a Kickstarter campaign. They've already hit their goal. They've hit their goal, but it doesn't mean you can't add to it. You can send them a couple spite bucks if you want, or there are different tiers, and you can reserve a digital version. You can get a hard copy. So I hopped on there real quick, super easy, $15. You get the issue, physical issue, when it's ready. So this Kickstarter goes through middle of March, and then hopefully if everything goes good, printing goes well, you're going to be able to get this probably the following month. But like awesome stuff by Fryer. It's called The Cloakroom. And again, I'll put out so it's all these collection of short stories. Who knows where it's going to go from here, but it's pretty badass.
Now we know a published comic book author.
Yeah.
We can have him on.
And he's been on before. He'll be on again. And
I got his number. I could text him. Oh my God.
Text a comic book writer. So we'll definitely get him on either before it comes out or maybe even right after it gets out. Cause I don't know about like this thing being in stores and all that stuff, how that's going to work. So if you do want to grab a copy of this, and I recommend that you do, check out the Kickstarter campaign and you'll automatically be lined up. I guess he did this before too. I was looking at it. Scott Snyder did. I mean, and it was called like Tales from the Cloakroom. So there's already a bunch of issues there, and then he's doing this, which is great stuff for like young comic book writers. You know, give them a showcase. How else do you get your foot in the door? So that's pretty badass. All right, now we're gonna do This Week in Dork, and we're gonna do Davey's Video Game Minute in the next episode because I think we have a lot to talk about. In this one,
y'all ready for bisque?
Davey, are you prepared for the topic du jour tonight?
I am prepared.
Well, I'm glad you asked because it's the topic of the day, and today it is Madam Web, a 1 hour and 57 minute film currently on Roddy T's, a 13% score from the critics, 55%. By the audience, it's technically a Sony-verse movie that would include the two Venoms and Morbius. We'll get into whether they know that or they think that or not throughout the discussion. But that's where we're at with Madam Web. It was released on Valentine's Day. So hopefully you had a chance with your lover to see this film on Valentine's. We begin.
That might be my least favorite lover. I think hubby is my least favorite. But
lover's kind of graphic.
It's kind of like
oh shit.
It gives me Welshly arms.
Welshly
vibes.
Arms, my lover. That's just like the arrow from Barbara Hernandez.
And A&P night manager Nelson De La Vega.
Just bring in the lamb shanks. All right, we begin as we do with all of our movie and TV reviews, spoiler free. Ryan, Madam Web, did you like it?
Sadly, no, I did not.
No. No.
Did you like it?
You know, I didn't. I didn't like it. It was tip to tail. A piece of shit.
Tip to tail.
Yeah.
Piece of shit. And I am so mad because I was texting. I was so excited to see this because I wanted to laugh the entire time.
Yeah, it was like, it wasn't like that, right? It wasn't like a laugh at it movie. It was just like, wow, this sucks. This sucks the whole time. Everything about it sucks. I didn't imagine it was going to be like this. In fact, part of me was like, man, I forgot they could make movies this bad. They haven't really made movies this bad in a long time. So I thought everything, the story, the acting, the writing. So the writing at times was funny bad, at times.
But almost to the point where it was like
sad.
And I think I said this to you. I might have held off saying this to you. I think the thing that gets me the most, do you remember there was a scene in The Office? It was the scene where Michael was leaving. And he's going around the office, like giving people like little presents. And he gives Oscar this like shitty little scarecrow that he made. and Oscar's like, wow, Michael, it's so beautiful. Like, yeah. Oh, thank you so much. And you cut to like Michael laughing. And he's like, he has the lowest opinion of me of anybody. Like he thinks so little of me that he just accepted that. That's what this movie was. This is filmmakers and studios thinking so little of you. That they think they could just slip this by you.
Holy smoke. It is. It's sort of like a slap in the face. Like this was a real movie that cost money to make with real actors and actresses. They shot it. It took them a while to film and they released it with a straight face. And you're like, how could you? Now this one, the trailer, we were like, wow, this is going to be bad. But I didn't think it was going to be this bad because in our next episode, we're we'll find out if it's in there, but the next episode we're doing is the five worst comic book movies. There's probably been like 150 comic book movies.
So many.
And there are some dog shit ones. Like before they could really figure out like the formula for it, there were some really, really bad ones. And the fact that in 2024, we have one that is like squarely in the conversation is kind of crazy to me.
It's wild to me, but it's also like, it's embarrassing. Right?
Yes.
Nobody, if you watched any of the press with this too, like nobody gave a shit about this at all.
This is the Dakota Johnson press tour is something to be studied on its own. Like that is like to go through the whole thing. And I was going over it after I watched the movie, just like a few people had like been posting highlights of it. She can't keep her story straight. When she first got the role, she said how she was always been a fan of the Marvel movies. Like, I've always been a fan of Marvel movies. Then there's another interview where she's like, I haven't really seen any of them. And then she's like, they're like, how many have you seen? She's like, 4%. And they're like, what? And she's like, well, I've seen like part of one. And you're like, all right, so you've always been a fan. You maybe have never seen them. Then there's another interview she did where they're like, can you name the Tom Holland Spider-Man movies? And she was just like doing jokes like she couldn't. Somebody, a different interviewer, asked her, you know, who's your favorite female hero, like from the Marvel universe? She couldn't name one. Then in a separate interview, she was talking about how much she spoke with Elizabeth Olsen about how much she loved working in Marvel. And like Elizabeth Olsen almost convinced her to do it. So it's like, You were at least aware of WandaVision or Scarlet Witch. You could have mentioned Scarlet Witch. She didn't. So she's all over the fucking place. And then it's like her trying to sell it is poor. She can't sell it. But it's like, why is she in it? Like, she's not like this up and coming actress who's like, I get to take any role I can. She's a bad actress who is from two, like, her parents are super rich and famous. Her husband's super rich and famous. Like, what does she need this? Why'd she do this?
Well, and I said to my wife after seeing this movie, like, I really hope, because it's the lack of joy in any of this movie and like whatever the press she's doing. It's like, it's clearly she doesn't give a fuck about any of this. Right. So to me, it's like, I hope she never acts again. And it's not because, and like you said, I don't want something bad to happen.
I get it.
I hope that she realizes that, like, I have two very famous parents. I don't need to do this. I have a very famous partner.
Yeah.
Like, who I don't need the money. I don't need to do this. I'm not creating anything that people want to see. Like, the first movie I remember her being in is those 50 Shades movies, and those are a goddamn joke too.
Those are horrible, and she was bad casting for that. She was in The Social Network briefly, and she's actually not horrible in it, which is weird. Also, I saw a couple of her clips when she was on SNL. She hosted SNL recently to promote Madame Web. And believe it or not, I didn't think she was that bad. She had a couple of things in there where I'm like, she actually oddly was more comfortable on SNL than in a movie. That's never the case for like these actors.
Do you think, and having watched this movie, do you think portions of this script were written with AI? I'm going over it in my head again.
But like, these
people
that?
Who say they wrote the movie.
Well, yeah. It's funny.
Would you believe that?
Yes, I would. And it's funny because in her monologue, she said something. She made a joke about that because she mentioned how Sydney Sweeney's in the movie. So she was like, basically, it's just like any male, like chat GBH or whatever the fuck it is.
GPT.
And I'm like, what?
But that was even more confusing. I'm like, the use of Sydney Sweeney in this movie was ultra confusing to me.
Oh, it was really really poor. I still, on Dakota Johnson, I think now we have changed the standard. We have changed the bar to 2 years from now, God willing, we're still doing this podcast. And you or I are going to say something about an actor or an actress and be like, Jesus, they were fucking bad. And the other person's going to go, Dakota Johnson and Madame Web bad? And we'll be like, No, not that bad. That's the worst performance I've ever seen in like a real movie. Not counting like The Room or whatever the one is with like Tommy Wiseau. Like, not counting stuff like that. In a real movie, it's the worst thing I've ever seen.
I'm thinking like Wicker Man with like Nicolas Cage, where like he was bad, but at least he like went for it. You know what I mean? Like, at least he was big with it.
Yeah, he went Cage. He went full Cage. This was, you had brought this up on the radio show on Friday about how if she's trying to be like funny, if she's trying to be scared, if she's trying to be like intense, if she's trying to be same expression, same voice, same area, it's kind of crazy. I'm almost worried for about her. Like, I hope everything's good. Like, I hope maybe it's not. Maybe we're gonna find out. We're gonna all feel like assholes down the line that like she was going through quite a bit during the filming of this because it doesn't seem like a person that was prepared to work.
Like, greet the fucking day. Like, just, like, have some emotion. And like, even her character, there was one scene like in the beginning where there's like a car crash and she gets out of the ambulance and like runs and it's like on the hop.
Let's
go. she's just kind of moseying over to like this car. Like, poor Mike Epps.
Dude, fucking poor Mike Epps is right. And then so her quote unquote chemistry with the three younger girls is some of the worst ever on screen. Like, this is going to sweep the Razzies, and it's not going to be close. It's going to be worst movie, worst actress, worst on screen. What do they call it? On screen duo or something. Like, I think LeBron James won it, went to Space Jam with like every other character. It was like him and like any character he's on the screen with. It's going to be worst. Oh, speaking of like worst director. So this is like a newer director, but the writer, everybody's been pulling up the writer's filmography, which is fucking hysterical. So I went to it today. So, you know, on if you go to like Roddy T's and you click on somebody, actor, director, writer, it'll tell you all their movies. It'll be like high score, low score. So this guy wrote
It's two. Is it two guys or it's like it's one guy?
I guess it is. No, it is matter. Two. It is. It's Matt Sasama, and Burke Sharpless.
Which that's a fucking made up name.
It's a made up.
That's name. A made up name.
It should be made up because maybe he writes good stuff under a different name and he's like, I'll save it for Burke Sharpless.
That goes in the Burke Sharpless pile.
Hey, that's kind of a good idea. All right, I'll use my real name. That kind of sucks. It's Burke Sharpless. So
put it on the Burke Sharpless pile.
These guys wrote Dracula Untold, The Last Witch Hunter, Gods of Egypt, Morbius, and Madam Web. Apparently they had the story for 2017's Power Rangers, but like they're not like the full screenwriter for it. Right. So out of those five movies, guess what the high critic Roddy Tease is, and guess what the score is.
I'm going to guess the highest rated. Is it Gods of Egypt?
It is Dracula Untold.
Oh, boy. So that's got to be in the... If this was 16 or 17, this has got to be like 23?
Yeah, 25.
Oh, my God.
So they're high. They've written five movies. Their high is 25. Madam Web was 13. It was 16 or 17 the other day, but it's sinking like a stone. So it's now down to 13.
It's like those guys who do all like those scary, like the movies, like epic movie, scary movie. Like,
oh, yeah.
Those guys, remember, they had a run where they were just like, fuck it. Like, we'll just throw whatever on there. It doesn't matter.
Just piss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see it.
And so, like, is it a must see? Like, knowing that it's one of the worst movies ever, like, I feel like it's in the, for people who listen to this is what I usually said it. Like, I wouldn't recommend it to anybody that wouldn't give a shit about, like, the Dork Podcast.
Yeah.
And if you want, sort of like a touchstone film. Like, I think Madam Web, I think we're going to refer to it. Like, it is so bad. And the Dakota Johnson character and her, like, people joke about Jennifer Lawrence quitting in, like, the X-Men movies. Like, please. Mm-hmm. That was not even remotely close to what we saw here.
Not even close. No.
Like, I think it's going to be referenced. That's why I think it is borderline must-see. Just because we're gonna bring it back. It's not forgettable like some of these other movies that we're gonna give like a 3 or a 4 out of 6 to. Like those ones you're like, yeah, go, don't go, whatever. Like this kind of maybe you should go.
And for me, like it's almost like, remember when Geely came out?
Yeah, Ben Affleck.
It's like superhero Geely.
Yeah.
Like that's what this is.
Yeah, you're like
you got these big names, you get these like people who should have been better. And all you had to do was just like stick to the formula.
You stick to the formula,
you get, yeah.
It's, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Good point by Chet. It's going to be a meme factory. They're already everywhere. And like, wait till this thing is like streaming and it's even easier for people to like grab stuff. It's going to be off the charts. Is it better or worse than Morbius? That's a question.
Worse.
It's worse than Morbius.
Yeah. Morbius at least had some personality to it. At least it was like, and again, like Jared Leto, for as bad as the movie was, at least Jared Leto, he went for it.
Yeah. Yeah, Leto went for it. I don't know. And that there was better moments, I guess. Like Morbius is also a joke, clearly, but like I feel like this was insane. Like some of the choices, some of the things that they decided to do. It also felt like I don't know if stuff was filmed or not, or maybe they wrote a whole movie and they're like, we can't film all that. And they just ripped random pages out and then like filmed the rest of it around. Cause you're like, how did that get to there? What's happening now?
It felt like that. And stuff was offered up with zero explanation.
Yeah.
Which we'll get into. Let's get into it.
All right, let's get into it. All right. So what's your all important dork score for this one?
It's a one.
It's a 1 out of 6. It's the first ever hashtag dork movie to receive a 1 out of 6. And I'm right there with you. We gave, God damn it. Oh, Jupiter's Legacy. The Netflix series, a 1 out of 6. That was the lowest TV show of all time. So yeah, I think Madam Web, and that's why, dare I say, a must see, because it's the worst one. We've been reviewing movies since 2015, 2016. Mm-hmm. I mean, so we're not exactly Siskel and Ebert, but like we've seen a lot of film and
seen a lot of movies. And I will tell you that this is one of my least favorite movies. And it's not even that it's bad. It's one of my least favorites, too, because I've seen movies that are bad.
Sucks.
That I like.
Right. Schlock Talk.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even put this on Schlock Talk.
Trying to get that off the ground for years.
This wouldn't stand a chance on Schlock Talk.
If you've seen like The Beastmaster, Like, yep. That movie stinks, but it is awesome. If any Police Academy movie.
Great. Yep. I love, like, a Police Academy.
I know those are bad, yep. But.
I hear you.
Yeah. All right.
Spoilers! 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 Here come the spoilers!
All right. So there's a lot, obviously, to get to.
A lot to unpack here. We can't get to it all.
We can't.
I'm not going to be able to get to it all.
No, we can't do it all. But let me just start with this real quick. So Sydney Sweeney should be one of the reasons to see the movie, is one of the, you know, people on the posters, featured in the trailer and everything else. Yep. And so in this movie, whether you've seen it or not, it doesn't matter. There's basically like three younger actresses who are all going to be Spider-Woman at some point, right? They're all Spider-Women at some point. And Dakota Johnson's the one that's sort of like, she's the one that like oversees all three of them. But they aren't ever Spider-Woman. None of them are Never. Spider-Woman ever. It's just they might be. It's just she sees the future. So she's like, they're going to be. And the villain who we'll get to, who's trash, he sees them and like they might be. So they're never Spider-Women. So any poster ever. Or any trailer that you see in the film, they are not that. They're barely in the outfit, and it's all for like, you know, thoughts from the future. They aren't that. They don't have the power. It's insane that they even like promoted that Spider-Woman was in this.
And what's worse, they're you're right. They're nobodies. And no. They make Sydney Sweeney like the biggest it girl on the planet right now. You could argue they make her into like this nebbish, nerdy character who doesn't like say any lines.
Nope.
And it's just like, come on, guys. Like,
yep. Barely says a goddamn word.
What got me right from the beginning is that, like, Ezekiel Sims, like, this character in the comic book, and again, I know we play fast and loose with these rules, yep. Multiverses being what they are, but this character of Ezekiel Sims actually does have a backstory. He said several times, like, these three girls are going to, first of all, spider people don't typically kill anybody. Like, that's their whole thing. Like, they don't kill anyone.
Yeah.
So they just straight up murder this guy. And he says this multiple times, and it bothered me every single time. He's like, they're going to take away or ruin everything I've built. And they never explain what he does.
No, we don't know.
He has a nice apartment with a spider in the middle of it. They never explain who he is.
Right. No, he was with Dakota Johnson or Cassie Webb's mom, mm-hmm. and who might be, now she wasn't on screen very long. Whoever the actress was, I think they might have just found her that day. They're like, oh, shit, we haven't cast a mom. Can you read these lines? She was a worse actress than Dakota Johnson. She just wasn't in it as much.
The best is she has a gun pointed at her face, and she says multiple times, you're making the wrong decision. You're making the wrong decision. Like, who says in the face like of a gun? You say mistake.
The writing,
no one talks like that.
Nobody talks like this movie. The writing was so bad. They tried to do multiple of the like joke about the great power comes great responsibility lines. Like, they did two or three of those, but they like reworded them to be kind of fancy. Then they did like the fucking Hulk line. Like, one of the Spider Women was like,
yep.
You wouldn't like me when I'm upset or hangry. Whatever. Said, you know, like
hangry.
Oh, hangry. Yeah. Right. You wouldn't like me when I'm hangry. Right.
And then they were talking about Ben Parker becoming an uncle, and they're like, oh, none of the responsibility. Dur, dur, dur.
So like, they try to shoehorn Spider-Man into this. He is born. So you're first introduced, and they make a big deal out of the time, right? So the movie opens, it's 1973, and Dakota Johnson's mom is out in like the Amazon trying to find these spiders to cure or whatever. So then it cuts to 2003, and they try to really hammer the point home that it's 2003. They had the big blockbuster and like all this shit. And so Spider-Man is a baby, not even a baby yet. So his mom, played by Emma Roberts, who was like a small role. And like, I was Emma Roberts in this for 5 minutes. Like, what was that?
What was the point of that?
So she plays Mary Parker, and then Adam Scott plays Uncle Ben. He gets like, poor guy. Guy's in a lot of good movies. He's in a lot of bad ones but.
And I feel like he loves this stuff. So the fact that he got sold on playing Ben Parker, I'm sure he was like, let's do it. It didn't even matter.
Ben Parker, yes. And then that's just such shit. And then so this also drives me nuts. There was a scene at the end where Madame Web. Oh, it's the one that you were talking about, like with the Ben Parker not having a lot of responsibility. And she's like, yeah, like, I don't know about that. So she can foresee when Ben Parker's going to die and doesn't save him. She can foresee when Mary Parker's going to die, doesn't save her, but she could foresee when these three spider women, who she doesn't even know, and she saves those three?
Right.
Okay, but like her best friend, Adam Scott, she's not going to save him. Okay.
No.
All right. That's cool.
After someone dies, go back and try to fix it. Like her, you know, I was like, oh, now I can control this. Now I can bring Mike Epps back. Yeah. I don't even know Mike Epps' character's name.
Poor Mike Epps, dude.
He's fine. He got paid. O'Neill. He's fine.
O'Neill. He's listed as O'Neill. Yeah. Had like two lines, and then that was it for
Mike none of Epps. Them funny. And he's just like, all right, cool. This was like a week. I filmed for like a week, and then I get paid. All right, fine.
So, going back to the Dakota Johnson interviews, I was watching all these stupid interviews today that she did, and one of them, she was like, it's in the Marvel universe, which I wonder if she said it that way on purpose. Or if she has no clue or what, because it is a technically Marvel movie. They have the little at the beginning. It's a Marvel character, but it's not. In the, thank you.
I knew exactly what you meant before you did it. Yeah. Or as you did it.
But it's not in the Marvel cinematic universe. It's not an MCU movie, but she's like, yeah, it's in the Marvel universe. And then it's like, it was like, oh, Madam Web. And you see Spider-Women. So once again, we've had Venom, Venom 2, Morbius, all three of them better than this. But we said it at the time. How can you have a like Spider-Man adjacent characters universe and never have Spider-Man?
Well, and again, like we just assumed that we were going to get somebody in this, right?
Right.
So, maybe a cameo or whatever. But again, if you had no idea, like I know who, you know who Madam Web is. Mm-hmm. I know who Madam Web is in terms of the comic books. If you had no idea who Madam Web was, do you still have any idea who she is?
No, and then it's confused. Then at the very end, she's like rocking the glasses, and so now,
the ski goggles.
She has the goggles on. Well, after that crazy scene at the end, which also made no sense. It was just like loud noises and just like shit going around.
And when did she get paralyzed?
So yeah, all of a sudden, so she's blind and paralyzed now. At the end,
I saw the fire. First of all, fireworks explosions. I don't know. Like she gets hit in the face with a firework. So she goes blind, but I don't ever remember her going like being paralyzed. So she's in a wheelchair.
I don't know. Yeah, it was really, really strange. The villain who you brought up was particularly bad. There wasn't a lot of like knowing what was going on, but also like the look wasn't that great. The suit sucked. The abilities or lack thereof of abilities was a bit of a train wreck. No tie-ins even, right? I mean, unless I missed it in just how bad it was, but like nothing Morbius related, nothing Venom related, nothing.
Because none of that had happened yet.
Right.
So like, how do you have this guy wearing a Spider-Man suit, but Spider-Man doesn't even born yet? And like no one pieces those two things together?
I know. I kept waiting for fucking Sydney Sweeney to get like bit by a spider or something. And you're just like, what's happening here?
No. And then again, those costumes were brutal.
I couldn't believe it. I like those three girls. I thought were all fine. Like they did the best they could. Great. Yeah, they were the best part of the movie. But there was nothing with that. Like they had no powers. They didn't do anything. That was it. It was insane.
Talk about like this is like a Quiet Place level bad decision when they're like, oh, we got to lay low because there's someone trying to kill us. Let's get on a table and dance to Britney Spears.
Right. Let's go do that
to the song Toxic. Knowing that the bad guy himself is toxic.
Yeah, he sure is. Yep. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. But yeah, this was just a Dakota Johnson vehicle, and nobody wanted to be there less than her. And it was like, what? I don't know. Did she just sign? Like, I have so many questions with like everybody getting involved in this because
let's see if we can get her on. Cause I have some, now that it's out and she's fired her agent, I got some questions.
So she fired her agent. So do you think that was a classic? Like, hey, this is in the MCU. She's like, perfect. I'll do it. And then they're like, it's Marvel though. And then she's like, well, what the fuck? And then she already committed. And then like, you know, good for her. She made a commitment. And she's
signed.
Yeah.
Ink's dry. Like you're contractually obligated to do this now. She should have had a scheduling conflict.
Should have.
Also one of the things. So the guy who plays Ezekiel Sims, before I forget this, Tahar Rahim is a French actor. Have you ever seen in a modern movie someone's voice dubbed as poorly as his?
No, it was really bad. Like, no.
Like, he's talking. Like, his mouth isn't moving, but he's talking.
Like, what is that?
Or, like, he starts to talk and they cut away really fast.
Yeah, that was an odd choice.
The amount of time that Dakota Johnson spends talking to herself in this movie is distracting.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. There was a lot of that. It was also reminded me of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia when Mac is always talking about, he's like, movies are so confusing. People don't know what's going on. You got to constantly remind them. And like when they're making like their movies. And then so that would happen all the time. She's just like, oh, like
looking at her mom's notebook and just like reading what she sees.
Talking out loud to stuff.
Yeah. To nobody.
No, but then she has like a whole thing with the bad guy too about like, well, then this would be this. Oh, no. Yeah. Then the thing about her mom too. She's like, why did you hate me? Oh, you did this for me? You really loved me. And you're like,
that shines a light on all of this. Now I feel good about it.
I was like, oh my God. Like, we could see it. We're right here. We're watching this thing.
We've been here for an hour and a half. We've seen this whole thing.
Yeah.
You have to get in this water.
Yep.
The Aranyas. By the way, the Aranyas.
Yeah, go ahead.
With Spanish. You're the Spanish speaker here.
See?
Spider.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. These Aranya people, woo.
They could fly around a little bit. They had some good stuff going on.
No, they didn't. If you like, they filmed look right. them no, so, no. Like the special effects in this movie. By the way, a comic book movie, zero action.
Oh yeah,
zero,
nothing. There was zero, like, it was that one weird scene at the end where they're like up messing around with like the billboards and stuff, and then it's just like lights and fireworks and.
But even kabooms. Then, it was just people just like falling down. It wasn't like there was no fight.
That's what I'm saying. Like, even bad Spider-Man movies, you have like the thip, 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 and they're flying around with webs. There's nothing here. It's so stupid, too.
She took an ambulance through a billboard once.
She hit the villain with a car twice. That's how she stopped the villain. Twice. Two times in a row. She struck it with the car in the diner, and then the other one, she stole an ambulance, drove it through a giant billboard, and smashed him. So you're like, hey, this is such a cool superhero. How'd she stop the bad guy? She hit him with her car twice.
And I love the foreshadowing. That's like, when you figure this out, you can be in multiple places at one time.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, oh, so she splits into three to save all. You can't save them all, which is I think that's a Spider-Man line, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then she does by splitting herself into three astral projections.
Yep.
Like, do you still have any idea who Madame Web is or what she does? Or what her significance is in the Spider-Man universe.
No, we were talking about it on the air the other day, and somebody asked me, like, so what does she do? And I was like, she's like psychic, I guess. Like, I don't know.
I would say if you've seen Across the Spider-Verse, like the League of Spider-Men, like she's in control of that.
Mm.
Like she's the boss of that.
Were they kind of,
that's the easiest way I can describe
it. Were they kind of setting that up a little bit at the end of the Spider-Man video game? There's like that one storyline, remember, where it's like it kind of gets multiverse-ish a little bit. I think where you get like Spider-Man 2099 and stuff, I think.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
But like she's in control of that, is how I would explain that to anybody.
Well, no, I think it blows, and it's too bad because I say this every time. When they take a swing, if it's a comic book movie that isn't Batman, Superman, X-Men, Spider-Man, I'm always rooting for it. Like I want all those ones even more so to be good, just so they'll maybe hopefully keep making them. And I don't even mean like a sequel to this, but just finding another obscure comic book character and giving them a chance. And now I wonder if they're going to be like, fuck that.
how about Ezekiel Sims' superpower being like he just took the thing that Batman had?
Oh, yeah.
Where he could do facial recognition and find people like anywhere they are in the world.
Through
cell phones.
Did you think when they spent 10 minutes teaching the girls how to do CPR that they may sometime later in the film have to do CPR?
Need to do CPR.
Yeah.
And by the way, I for my job have to be CPR certified. I don't think what they said in that is anything medically accurate.
Probably not.
Because if you remember, I've been CPR certified long enough that in 2003, when this movie takes place, you still did breaths. Recent CPR, you don't do the breaths anymore. You just keep compressing.
Got it.
So that's not accurate. And then they said something like, if someone's in cardiac arrest, like this is like, it gets their heart back to normal. That's not true.
No.
Like you wouldn't start chest compressions on somebody whose heart was still beating.
They're like, don't worry about it. Just keep it in the movie. It's fine. It's fine.
And Yeah, it was fucking crazy. This movie's nuts.
Well, and it also, it took a few swings at jokes. Like, it actually was trying to make a few jokes, and, like, nothing was there. There was nothing. I don't think anybody in the theater laughed at anything.
Nothing. Unless, like,
the crickets.
So, Hoff in the chat, so, like, someone did say, I read that review, too, that said it was, like, a two-hour Pepsi ad. It wasn't that much Pepsi, but when it was on the screen, you absolutely knew it because there was like this huge Pepsi Cola sign.
Oh, they would and show it one to scene you. Where, yeah.
Where Adam Scott, Ben Parker hands Cassie Webb this can of Pepsi.
Right.
And she was like, I don't want that. Like, or whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and it's like, right. And he's holding it in such a way where like the label is clearly out.
Yeah.
And it's like a newer Pepsi can too, which is, again, it takes place in 2003. Like, that wasn't the Pepsi can.
Takes place in 03. Yeah. No, yeah. There's a lot of things. I'm sure some of those websites that go through like all the Easter eggs are going to have a field day with this, and just, or just more so the stuff that they got wrong, you know?
So bad.
And then it's funny too. Like, we mentioned there's no tie-ins. They also, best of my knowledge, no end game, no mid credits or end credits, basically being like,
no,
we're done. Like, like, what's the point?
Talk about mailing it in.
Cause at least, I hated Eternals, but Eternals went for it. They had like a mid credit, they had an end credit. Like, they were at least being like, hey, we're trying. Like, these might be some spin-off things. And this one was just like, nah.
Nah.
Cut the
You'll
credits.
Never see these characters again.
Cut the credits. Oh man. Anything else on the great Madam Web?
Yeah. The end credit song. Probably the worst music placement thing I've ever. It was like, was it the Cranberries?
Oh.
Like In Dreams or something, like the worst end credit.
How come they
song
didn't,
ever?
How did they not play Spiders by System of a Down?
I don't know.
That's a miss.
That Dreams. Is, yeah, it was like
Dreams
it,
yeah, at the end.
Dreams by the Cranberries. Yeah, you it's a song you would know if you heard it. But
yeah,
like,
yeah,
why
yeah, yeah.
Is the song that you're ending with.
No, it was just. It was insane. It was absolutely insane.
He's tip to tail, piece of shit.
So I think there's going to be another Venom movie, right? Isn't Venom 3 coming out this year? That's like technically.
Technically, yeah.
This is so good. So they literally call this, like there's a, this is called the universe, Sony's Spider-Man universe. Spider-Man's not in it. So it's been, all it's been is Venom, Venom, Let There Be Carnage, Morbius, and Madam Web, and then Kraven the Hunter, which you've already said is reportedly
that's
a mess.
That's what they're saying. That's what they're saying. It's not me. That's what they're saying.
And Venom 3. So Kraven the Hunter is supposed to come out August 30th of this year, and then Venom 3 has got a date of November 8th. So, like, this is... And I didn't hate Venom or Venom 2. Like, I didn't think they were great, but I didn't hate them. But this has a real chance to be, like, the worst franchise ever. How could you call it the Spider-Man universe? There's no Spider-Man.
I think there's been how many movies and not one Spider-Man yet.
Especially after No Way Home. Like, how can you not somehow be like, hey, listen, we got all three of them on the screen together. We fucking, oh, we kicked the door down. Like, you can do whatever you want now. And they're like, oh, okay. Nope.
Well, and we don't even know which one, which Spider-Man belongs in this universe.
Yeah, we don't. And we know his mom was Emma Roberts, though. We got that.
We got that. And his Richard Parker is still,
yep,
who knows where.
Out. Doing something, working for Shield, probably, or whatever he's doing. But yeah, that was a wild film. All right, well, let us know what you guys thought of Madam Web. Hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at Dork Podcast. You can email us dorkpodcast@gmail.com. And again, we stream these bad boys Sunday nights on YouTube, and then they're available Monday, Tuesday morning every week. So there you go. And our next episode, Ryan. People are going to have to tune in to find out, will Madam Web find a place in the bottom five comic book movies of all time? Not of this year, not of the last 10 years, of all time. Does Madam Web crack the top five? We'll get to that next episode. Right, you don't... oh, no, promise me. I was like, we've done like three of these. Promise me a million times over, you'll never do another rule.
Yeah, man, I can't promise you that.
All right, and for everybody else that's watching on the YouTube right now, just jump into the other link, and we will be firing up in no time.